the least popular.
Oh, most of the basement, what'd you say?
Sam, we need to talk to the man.
Good morning, Mr. Lang.
That's a tough act to follow, and he's gone. He didn't hear me say that, so we're good. We have a report today. Upon receipt of public comments regarding change of zone number 1769 and conditional use number 2012, the applications of Ocean Atlantic Communities, LLC. Now, the purpose of this report is to acknowledge receipt of correspondence. One correspondent from a resident within living on Tulip Drive in Dutch Acres, and a receipt of a several-page letter from James Fouquet, attorney on behalf of the reserves at Nassau Landing Phase 2, representing the two changes, the change of zone and the conditional use, and also comments received from Davis Bone and Friedel, autographed by Zach Crouch, also on the reserves at Nassau Landing Phase 2. And the purpose of this, my memorandum to Mr. Lawson and council, was so that the council can place this on our agenda today for the purpose of notice of receipt of public comments, so that you can close the record and then sometime in the future render a decision on this application.
Okay.
I have a question.
So,
none of that dealt with the, none of that dealt with entrances onto Route 1 at that
the comments, we received the comments on the entrance location from DelDOT several months ago. The record was then left open for public comments, and the record was then closed as far as receipt of any further comments, and as council can now close the record so that you can make a decision on this in the future. Today's only purpose is to show receipt of those public comments, which you should have in your packet today.
Yeah, I just wanted to find out if that was mentioned in any of these follow-ups.
It was in the previous. We closed the record of the public hearing. You left the record open for DelDOT and DENREC comments. The DENREC comments and DelDOT comments were presented to council several months ago. The record was left open. And as I said, the purpose today is to be able to close the record, and now the council can take action whenever they put it on the agenda.
I mean, could you pardon me? I just have one more question. We have no way of knowing what kind of entrance DelDOT will require, or if they will. I mean, if they'll make any changes at all.
No, not until the design comes through. The applicant, if you grant the approval, the applicant will then submit site plans to all the agencies, DelDOT being the primary as far as the entrance goes, and then DelDOT will design, stand alone, leave it alone, or come up with a new design for the entrance at Tulip Drive. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I think then we can, Mr. Moore, can we make a motion to close the record on both in the same time and individually?
You can make the two individual ones, they should be separate motions.
Entertain a motion from council to close the record on change of zone number 1769.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. And also now then a motion to close the record on conditional use number 2012.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Okay. And Mr. Lank, I think you're next.
I believe so.
Old business.
I don't know if I can follow that act or not, but
you can do a good job.
It's your own act. Come on, y'all, you follow that.
We have before us today an item of old business. It is the application of Jay Beach for conditional use number 2014. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping and site work business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 5.2594 acres, more or less. Land lying west of Beaver Dam Road, being Road 285 and also known as Route 23, 700 feet south of Hopkins Road, being Road 286. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 5, parcel 44.06. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 9th of 2015. In your packet, you received a copy of the commission's report and recommendations on this application. As I stated on April 9, 2015, the commission did hold a public hearing on this application and did defer action for further consideration and for the staff to check for any restrictive covenants and for a copy of the condition of approval imposed on the Kachurik property or application for conditional use, which is adjacent to the site. On April 23rd of 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2014 for Jay Beach for a landscaping and site work business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has proposed a relatively limited use of this property. With the conditions and limitations placed upon it, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Two, the use of the landscaping business is a benefit to Sussex County residents and property owners. Three, the use will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Four, the use with the conditions proposed by this approval will maintain a residential character consistent with surrounding properties. Five, the applicant has stated he will reside upon the property at all times and maintain the property in a neat and orderly condition. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the residence must be located in front of all accessory buildings on the property. No accessory buildings or storage areas shall be located forward of the rear wall of the residence. B, as stated by the applicant, he will reside on the property during the operation of this use. The applicant provided testimony that it will be operated much like a home business or home occupation. As a result, the conditional use shall expire if the applicant no longer resides at the property. C, all equipment, machinery, and vehicles associated with the business must be kept inside a wood or vinyl fenced and locked area so that it is screened from view of neighboring or adjacent properties and roadways. D, in addition to being located behind the residence, all equipment storage and service buildings shall be constructed in the middle and northeast corner of the property, away from the neighbors to the south, as illustrated by the applicant, but be at least 200 feet from Beaver Dam Road. These structures must also be enclosed within the fenced area. C, there shall not be any dirt, tree stumps, stones, mulch, or other materials stored on the property. F, there shall not be any retail sales conducted from the property. G, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. H, there shall not be any storage of junked, inoperable, unregistered, or untitled vehicles or equipment on the property. I, any security lighting on the property shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. J, all equipment repairs and maintenance must be performed inside of a structure on the premise. K, all parking areas for employees shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site. L, all areas for parking equipment must be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site within the fenced-in area. M, all oils, fluids, hazardous substances, etc. associated with the business must be stored inside of a structure and disposed of in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. N, the project shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. O, a revised preliminary site plan must be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission depicting these conditions of approval or noting them upon it. P, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried 4-1 with Mr. Smith opposed to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-1.
I could be confused here. Is this the property that we had some people raise the issue about? They were bringing dirt off from off-site.
Yes, it was.
And they were concerned. I thought we were supposed to get some kind of an
answer.
We did,
and that was previously submitted to council.
Okay.
And we're clear on that. Is that correct?
Pardon?
It was cleared?
The soil was okay?
Yes.
Okay, okay. All right.
There were reports given to council on August 6th, and there was a second report for the record closure for the public record comments period on, was sent to you on September 8th. And the record was then closed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need a, I guess, Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping and site work business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.2594 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning as numbered 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
I do have a question, Mr. President.
Well, let's see if I'm going to make a motion first, or...
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use number 2014. Question, Mr. Arlett.
Yes. This is also the applicant, if I recall, because it's part of the public record as it relates to them living on the property. And there's nothing been built thus far. No residence. Is that correct, Mr. Rank? I think that's correct.
Yep.
So with all of that being said, I think there was discussion. Is it a requirement of the applicant to build a home first before they conduct their business? I think it's even stated in here as such.
Right. It's a condition 6B. The applicant provided he will reside on this property during the operation of this use.
So with that being said, if the structure's not there, I mean, who I guess the question is, how do we police that? I mean, this is part of their applicant. It's a conditional use, and if they never build a home, but yet they conduct their business, how do we quote?
The way it was presented was just that. If it was, it would be a resident residing there during the operation of the use of the business. So basically has to build his house, take occupancy before he could actually start business from that site.
Right.
But what I think you're leading to, Rob, is if Mr. Lank retires tomorrow and we have another guy there, how would they interpret, you know, these conditions? Are they clear in stating that? And I understand what you're saying.
With no timeline.
Is there a better way, Everett, maybe to put something in there would be more clarifying that the... Because, like you say, if no residence ever shows up and the business starts operating,
then he can't do it.
Well, I mean, I know, but
makes it very clear.
And it also goes on to say, as a result, the conditional use shall expire if the applicant no longer resides at the property. I think that's pretty clear.
All I want to know is it clear enough to understand that the residence has to be there for the business to operate?
That's what
I think Mr. Arlett is leading to, right?
Well, it is. I think it was a concern, a question that we as a council had, actually, I think, last time around as well.
Good question.
I think it was somebody brought up.
Does that solve that?
I believe it does. I believe it's very clear. He will reside on this property during the operation of the use, and goes on to state that it shall expire, not may, but shall expire if he no longer resides on the property.
Okay.
And it references specifically the applicant.
Right.
It represents the applicant's name.
The applicant has to be there.
Yeah. All right.
Any more questions of council?
But I mean, the question was, again, Mr. President, is how do we police that? So I guess we don't. I guess if the neighbor realizes, the neighbor who was opposing of this, realizes that they're conducting business without the home being there, I guess they would come in and report a complaint to you. Is that how that would work?
Typically, otherwise, we had to spot check and verify who the residents are.
But I mean,
we don't do very often.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we do that anyways.
Well, most likely
our best inspections are the neighbors in most cases.
That's
right. If there's a problem, we get advised.
So do we issue a site plan approval? Again, I'm just trying to better understand. A site plan, they come back before yourself and the planning zone to get a final approval of the site plan, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And then we issue that, i.e. at that point, they could basically conduct their business.
No.
So,
No. They have to build the house because is residing there.
So do we wait to give that to them until they have a CO of a home?
Well, you could grant site plan approval, and it would have to be stated in the correspondence that they cannot take make use of the business until such time as the residents have got certification.
Right, as long as it's clear that
It's clear.
Other personnel will be able to read this and figure that out. That's, right. I think.
They have to have a certificate of occupancy and compliance.
Eliminate any gray
to start the business.
Areas.
And it does state that on O, that the conditions must be on that site plan approval.
That's always a requirement.
Yeah.
Either they show specifically what the condition is, because a lot of time it's relationship to a building, parking space, et cetera. And then typically, the surveyor engineer that does the work puts all the conditions, and it states conditions for conditional use number 2014. And they list them all, even though they're changed.
And I guess we've got this record on tape here. We can always go back and review this, or somebody in the future could, I guess, right?
Yes.
We've archived all this stuff. Okay.
They would get a letter directly from my office after this is acted upon, if it's favorable, and it'll also state all those conditions.
Okay. Great.
May I ask one more question, Mr. President? I apologize. Well,
he's as bad as Joan.
No, I just... you guys, questions are good. My mom always told me that. So, but seriously, I think, again, because I recall this applicant and I recall those who were opposing of it, and a concern is they have an existing business. I believe it's a landscaping business. I think it's a greenhouse, if I'm not mistaken. I think they had the concerns as it relates to this business affecting their business, as it relates to dirt and, you know, all of that stuff coming down onto their business and having an impact on that business. Was that not part of the discussion as it relates to some kind of a screen or some kind of a landscaping something or other to augment that issue? Help me out on this. Does anybody else recall that?
Well, I'll look through the conditions.
Well, yeah. The conditions have it?
Is it in there?
On E, there shall be no dirt stored on the property. The dirt that was put there, I believe, is going to be leveled for part of the, you know, just leveling off the lot. So that dirt was not remaining piled up. And because of the issue that came up, one of the conditions, E, is there shall not be dirt, tree, stumps, stones, mulch, other materials stored on the property.
So that would minimize the effect on the neighboring business.
Yes. My understanding was Mr. Right. Beach is going to go to off-site to do his work and do everything off-site.
Yes.
No. I just was looking for a barrier there, but I guess that was the that took care of it.
There is a barrier.
There's a reference to fencing around the equipment storage.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Vehicle storage, but there's no reference to landscape.
Okay. Very good. Thank
Any
you, sir.
Any more questions, Council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I have concerns about it. And I went back through the records and pulled out the things that did bother me about this. And we had testimony from neighbors that even before the planning and zoning hearing was ever heard, that the applicant brought in heavy trucks and deposited dirt, and then just seemed to be a beginning the business, and that was the impression from the neighbors. Also, that particular neighbor is concerned, as he testified, that he has small children living next door, and that he was concerned about the nature of that soil. And another issue he asked about what is the potential for growth. We had complaints that not every property owner got a hearing notice. The neighbor who has two small children said that he was told by the applicant, this is going to be a landscaping business. And that it was going to have a house, and it turned out different, and he's very concerned. We had a planning and zoning hearing which was deferred, and I am concerned about the other neighbors who testified against it. One of them had owned the property since 1948. He and his brother owned it, and he told us that there was, they never would have sold that land to the applicant had the applicant told them his plans, and the applicant told them it is for a house. So we have another thing that I'm concerned about is that after these conditions were read on May 19th at the public hearing, Mr. Beach commented on the conditions recommended by the commission. Regarding condition A, he would like to put his residence in the back center of the property. Regarding condition B, amended to state that the current owner will reside on the state instead of the applicant. Regarding condition C, a stockade fence would make the site look like a construction site, and that he prefers a buffer of trees and an earth mound instead of stockade fence. Regarding condition D, he realizes it was on his site plan submitted to the commission, but he did not know it would be a setback requirement and he would not be able to add to the front of the building in the future. He would like the council to consider this since he wants to add an office to the front of the building in the future. Regarding condition E, he would like to have stone or mulch on the site, however, no large stockpiles or tree stumps. Mr. Beach noted that he submitted pictures of bordering properties and a revised site plan and an application for standard plan approval. And so, you know, he's, my concern is these comments, and that he is not pleased with, he has stated publicly he's not pleased with the conditions, and that puts us in an awkward position, I believe. But it made me uncomfortable because he specifically told us at the hearing he does not accept the conditions. So, and that's, I mean, I think that's enough. I mean, I'm gonna turn these records into the county, and it's just our minutes. It's all it is, and I think it's important that these notes be made. So I can't vote for it.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
The application is a conditional use in an AR zone. And yes, there were concerns about the neighbors about their diminished, either possible diminishing of their current residential character of their neighborhood, and the potential use. So I think that a lot of times what we do is we try to balance out these issues with the request of the applicant and the concerns of the neighbors. So I think with the conditions that the Planning and Zoning Commission has come up with, the restrictions they've placed on this operation, this conditional use. My vote will be yes with the conditions, because I do think that this decision and recommendations of Planning and Zoning has taken into consideration the concerns of the neighbors.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Arlett?
And I probably should have asked this question prior to the voting, but I'll just ask it now, and it may not go anywhere, which is fine. But there's not a condition in here. I know that the report from Denrec stated that the current dirt that's been brought on there is fine. But what's to prevent another issue, because I know that was a concern for the family next door. I do know that. So it's not a condition in here, or should it be, that any dirt brought on needs to not be, I'm not sure what I'm, you know where I'm going with that.
Right, but unfortunately we've already started the voting on this.
Got
with
it.
These conditions as there are. If there were any amendments taking place on them, they should have been made prior to us starting voting. However, the same issue would come up any time if soils were brought on that, and someone was aware of it, they could require it be tested and go back just like they did here. It doesn't have to be part of an application.
Right.
Someone could contact Denrec, said there's a problem with the soil coming in.
And if Denrec found it to be then they would have to remove it.
They have the power to make them remove it.
Got it. So that's really
a question. So if I understand, Mr. Moore, He's saying that the neighbor would have to police the situation, call Denrec.
Well, I think that's
what you're saying?
No, that's the case in any, if
sure.
I brought...
Well, I'm just asking
yeah,
what
if,
you're
if
saying.
If I brought some soil on my
right,
property
right.
and someone questioned, you know, I didn't know, and someone questioned, you know, where that came from,
sure.
you
okay.
know, they contact Denrec. Denrec has the ability to check the soils.
So it puts the onus on them. Okay.
Right. Charlotte.
Well, very good. Thank you, sir. But based on the public record that has been presented, and I would agree with Councilman Cole that it is a balancing act of sorts. And I'm going to vote in favor of this applicant per the recommendation of planning and zoning and the conditions specified. So I vote yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z. I really believe there's enough restrictions, and that's a might be a warning to the rest of the people that doesn't like the way their neighbors are. Don't be selling your land.
I also will agree with the conditions placed by planning and zoning. I think they try to hit most of the issues that the public brought up. And if they don't follow those, obviously they'll lose their conditional use. So I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Ashman.